Good morning to whoever's joined. Got another minute or so.
This is Don Redman with TCQ.
Don.
Good morning.
Bob, it's Justin Heil on the center point.
Hi, Justin. Okay, I'm showing 10 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and call to order the TCQ Prop 2 Advisory Committee meeting. And,
good morning, this is Charles Allred.
Hi, Charles. I'll call the roll for everybody. TCQ now wants us to be formal on that, so I'll go down the order in alphabetical order. So we'll call up the order. So, okay. Okay. So Charles is on. Roland
Bieber.
All right. Mike Cord.
I'm here.
All right. Lloyd. I think Lloyd's going to try to call in. Justin, I think I heard you.
Present.
Jim.
Present.
No. Adam. Okay. Is Adam on? Well, Bill?
I'm here.
Greg?
Here.
Mike Massey? And Cyrus? Looks like we do have a quorum. Yes, we do have a quorum. So we'll go ahead and move forward. So, as usual, for those that might be on the phone, and you're not required to tell us to announce that you're on the phone, but just as a general policy, we request and welcome public comments during the committee meetings. And so I will pause occasionally and try to do it often so you'll have an opportunity to speak if you want.
Hey, Bob, forgive me. This is Lloyd dialing in, okay?
Hi, Lloyd. Here.
Thanks for sending the agenda out. I appreciate it.
Sure. Any other members of the committee that just dialed in? Okay. All right. We'll move on to any general comments before you start? All right. Item 2 on the agenda, according to our bylaws, it's required for us to have an annual election every year as a committee chair. So I will now open it for nominations. Yeah, well, I will say, as I usually do, I'm available to be chair again this year, but I'm not running for office. So I'll just leave it at that. And now, if we have any nominations, I'm open to that.
I nominate you, Bob.
All right. Who's that? Is that Mike Ford?
Greg Mason.
I'm good with what? I'm good for whatever work we want to get, Bob.
Second. Okay, second by, who's second?
Lloyd.
Mike Ford, okay. So we have a motion by Greg and a second by Mike Ford for Bob Adair to be chair again for 2021. Do you have any additional, I'll open it up for additional nominations. All right, hearing none, we'll call nominations to a close. Those in favor of Bob Adair being chair, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Okay, I'm chair again. So we'll go to item number 3. Hopefully all of you have received and reviewed the draft annual report that I sent out. So I welcome any comments. As I said in the note, it's in the same format as prior years. I just updated for, I looked at the committee meetings, the minutes from the last year, and made that report mostly from those minutes. And comments from the commissioners regarding our usefulness. So any comments, suggested revisions? All right, no comments. Do we have a motion to approve then?
I'll make motion to approve.
Hey, this is Cyrus Reed. I just joined the call. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Cyrus. Great.
As did Mike Massey, Bob. Sorry, I was having problems with the call.
Okay. If both of y'all would have voted against me as chair, we just elected me, so.
Oh, good. So glad I was on that side of the vote, Cyrus. Don't you love it when we vote together?
Yeah. So now we're on the agenda item four, to the draft annual report. So I'll ask since Mike and Cyrus just opened, or just joined us, any comments on the draft report? Several say they made a motion to approve. This is for TCQ record, if you state your name and if you have a motion or in a second.
Mike Ford makes motion to approve the minutes.
And James has a second.
Draft annual report. That is, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right, do we have a second?
And Jones seconds.
All right. Any additional comments? All right, those in favor of approving the draft report, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Okay. I will plan to finalize this and send it out within the next few days. All right. Can we stop and note that quick before I move on? Okay. And I realize TCT may not want to comment on this, but I've got on the agenda the status of the appointment to fill a vacancy on the committee. So any comments anybody from TCT wants to make on that?
Hey, it's Nikki. So today is actually 19-day backup, so 19 days before agenda. You know, the documents are available to the public. So all of those documents that the commissioners will be considering are available, and Elizabeth sent me the link earlier, so it is posted. I hope I got that right, Elizabeth. So we can send that link to you if you'd like. You can send to everybody. It's on the TCEQ webpage, too, if you want to find it.
Okay. If you don't mind sending to me, I could find it, but just for the courtesy of the committee members, I think I'll forward a link. If you don't mind doing it.
Yeah, you can do that. Yep, sure.
Okay. All right. The only other thing I had... Well, I guess now we're into other business. I don't have. Is there any old business? I only have one new business item, and it's just a question. Does TCQ have an idea of when they plan to have in-person meetings again? If you don't, that's fine. If you don't know, I'm just
what I would ask. As of right now, we're still on our telework plan, and they have not announced any back to the office open meetings for in-person and that.
Okay. Fair enough. Just looking at our next meeting date is scheduled for June 4th. And to the extent, and we can have a conference call and vote on this. Or I don't know what the comfort level of people are meeting again in person when we're allowed to. I'm just thinking at some point we've been without an in-person meeting for so long, I would like to make us available to the public in person if possible. But that might be too aggressive, and I'll go with the will of the committee. So I suppose we can decide that another time. We have a TCQ gives us a go-ahead to meet in person again. Any thoughts on that, anybody?
Yeah, I don't have any objections. I mean, in general, although I'm obviously disobeying Sierra Club policy since I'm at the legislature virtually every day. But,
I understand. Yeah,
Sierra Club National has basically told us through June to try to do as much as we can, you know, not do in-person meetings for protection. But I think once July comes around, the feeling is like most people, a lot of people will have been vaccinated and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But just depending on the timing.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I guess we could tentatively talk about maybe our third quarter meeting in person. But that's very tentative. I understand that. So, and, of course, when we do have in-person meetings, we always have the option for committee members to call in. So, any other new business? Any other comments from the public or from TCU staff? All right, let's talk to you better. Go ahead. I think I heard someone.
It's Nikki. Sorry. Did you want me to give a quick update about discussion and the bills that...
Oh, yes, I did ask you to do that. Okay, please do that. Thank you.
Yeah, just real quick, there were three that we analyzed. House Bill 4455 would add a paragraph to basically the K list, to include land-based approaches to carbon sequestration. House Bill 4253 is the same as those that have been filed in past sessions about having, you know, a list of property, I think similar to the Tier 1 table, and then certain property that receive PUDs that have to be reapplied for every 5 years. And then House Bill 1395 would change some terminology and remove tangible personal property from being subject to taxation. And those were the three that we thought could have some impact on the program.
Okay. Would you, for the record, for everyone that might want to make a note of this and doesn't follow this closely, would you restate those bill numbers again?
Sure. House Bill 4455, HB 4253, and HB 1395.
Okay. Anyone had any comments about those? I mean, not that we we tend to opine on that proposed legislation, but I just thought it'd be good if we were made aware of that, of these bills, if you weren't already. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Any other business, comments, concerns? Okay. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
And Jones, motion to adjourn.
Okay, Tim, thank you. Do you have a second?
Greg Maxson, second. By Rick Reed.
Okay. Greg Maxson, second. Okay, those in favor of adjournment, all right.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
And as a quick reminder, all of you are welcome to, I should have said this before we adjourn, but of course you all know that you're welcome to call me if any issues come up and talk to any other members for that matter. So thanks again, and we will talk soon. We're adjourned. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.